If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomew.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, as quick as it was here, Concord is gone. Acer joins the portable gaming handheld race, and Randy Pitchford makes an absurd comparison to defend recent disappointments. Here is the news for Sunday, 8th of September. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
In a genuinely shocking move this week, Sony has taken Concord offline and offered refunds just 2 weeks after it launched. While the full-blown dummy spit was unexpected, the reasoning is far from surprising. As we mentioned in last week's episode, the game had an appalling launch with a peak PC player base of just 697 players on day one, and that number just continued to drop. In fact, the last check-in we did showed that just 14 people were playing on Steam. In a statement on the PlayStation blog, Sony thanked the players for their support and acknowledged that Concord didn't land in the way they intended.
You'll be automatically refunded if you bought a digital version for PS5 or PC, and if you bought a physical version, you can take it back to the store you bought it for a full refund, which is pretty wild. It's one thing to acknowledge your game is a flop, it's a whole different level of acknowledgement to delete the game from existence and issue refunds. Although Sony was vague about what they intended to do with the series, it's safe to assume we've probably seen the last of Concord for now.
This week, Acer joined the growing list of companies throwing their hats in the handheld gaming ring with its Acer Nitro Blaze 7. That name again, Nitro Blaze. It sounds like a rejected Gatorade flavor, or the name you gave yourself in year 7. It's got big NitroBlaze420@hotmail.com energy.
It'll have a 50-watt-hour battery, state-of-the-art processor, 2TB SSD storage, and 7-inch 1080p screen, similar to the ROG Ally. The Nitro Blaze won't have any touchpads, and unlike most handheld consoles, this one won't have any back buttons on the back of the screen. They have yet to announce prices or release dates, but if you do want to check out the full specs, we'll add a link in the show notes.
Will you be buying the Nitro Blaze, Fiona?
I cannot say I will, but I do agree it sounds like rejected Gatorade flavor.
You won't say you will because you'd be embarrassed to ask for it?
I'm very curious how many people will actually buy this one. In a strange defense for recent studio disappointments, such as the Borderlands movie, Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford has compared the company to the Beatles. He commented on X, after someone pointed out the recent failures of the company, that the Beatles had a 25% hit rate, and while they most likely made every song with love and care, not everything hits well.
The Beatles famously did not have a 25% hit rate. They hold the record for the band with the most number one albums and singles, according to Billboard, despite being only active for 6 years between 1964 and 1970. So yeah, not sure we'd be putting Gearbox in exactly the same category. When you think of another analogy, come back to us, Randy. Doom mod creator Jim Purvis revealed last week that the popular Thatcher's tech-based mod was being removed due to a complaint about it being political. The mod itself has been around for years and features a hellish alt-universe lair of former UK Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. It's essentially a Doom campaign, but features locations like the House of Parliament and weapons like the Trident Launcher, which is the UK's nuclear deterrent. When Bethesda re-released its Doom 1 and 2 bundle, it included tools that allowed modders to easily share their work in-game, which is cool, but might now be an issue for older mods that have resurfaced.
When the bundle re-released, Purvis said he was excited that the mod would be available for the first time outside of PC, but it has now unfortunately been removed. It's not the end of the mod, as it is still accessible through the ModZone website, and the user has already re-uploaded a version to the official Doom mod catalogue, but I guess it's off the official list. The Minecraft movie trailer is out.
It sure is.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2 is out on Monday. This third-person shooter has earned itself some serious hype with an overwhelmingly positive response from early reviewers. Pick it up on PS5, Xbox Series S and X and PC on the 9th.
Here to take on the Nitro Blaze for the Dumbest Name Award is Test Drive Unlimited Solar Crown, a new racing sim for PC, PS5, Xbox Series S and X. In its defense, it does look incredibly slick. That's out on the 12th.
Also out on the 12th is Wild Bastards, a first-person strategy shooter crossed with a roguelike, crossed with a mod manager, and some tactical campaign elements thrown in too. It sounds like a mess, but it looks great and made right here in Australia from our friends in Canberra, Blue Manchu. It's out on Switch, PC, PS5, and Xbox Series S and X on Thursday. Keep an eye out on the Lightmap feed for an upcoming interview.
And lastly, we have Funko Fusion, an action adventure featuring all the IP that 1010 could afford, including Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, The Walking Dead, and a whole heap more. Out on all platforms this coming Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Coletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Guess what? If you want to show your support for Walkthrough, you can give us a rating right in the Pocket Casts app. Jump into the show in your library and hit that satisfying 5-star rating. It's like collecting all the stars in Mario and then assigning 5 of them to us. Yahoo! Head to Pocket Casts now to show the love and give Walkthrough a 5-star review.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christen, Courtney Smith, and Chris Barton. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. Hi, this is Kyle. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast, comedian Tommy Daslow shares why he made a Game Boy game for his latest special.
A lot of people release stand-up specials online now, and they do feel like they can tend to be like a little bit disposable, and I kind of really wanted to just do something to sort of make sure that mine stuck out as much as it could. I mean, the deeper it got into it, the more I started thinking, this is an insane thing to be doing. Like, this is, there's a way of reading this that is like so incredibly narcissistic to have been commissioning. I always thought it would be cool to do some form of art directing kind of stuff for a video game. And as it turns out, the way to get into it is to just commission a game about yourself where you are the main character.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.